Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The Window Nation guest hotline head coach, University of Maryland, Kevin Willard. Coach, how you feeling today?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Get your snow shovel, apparently, going on here. All right, I want to start with this, and I know you can't say much about the officiating, but I will. Two kickballs, blatant, against Rutgers. Go back to the Ohio State game. Rice hit a three. They ruled it a two, but replay showed his toe was behind the line. So when you watch these things after the fact, what's the protocol to maybe voice your displeasure with these sorts of decisions?
Yeah, I mean, at this time of year, you know, the one good thing about this league is that you know you're getting three seasoned veteran refs on the game, and I think the biggest thing, and most these guys work so hard, and they work every night. I mean, it is, you know, they're doing games, you know, they're at Wisconsin and they're at Maryland, and they're going places. They're gonna have mistakes. So at this part of the year, you know, you understand that refs are gonna make mistakes. For the most part, they ref them 99% of the time, really, really good. There's no reason of losing your mind when they make a mistake.
All right, now the win against Rutgers, it was a spirited game, but you gained control and kind of held them off. Then they got right back in it in the second half. But Derek Queen was brilliant. His performance on a scale of 1 to 10, based on what's already been an incredible freshman year, Kevin, how would you rate that one against the Scarlet Knights there?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was dominant. I thought one of the things that we've been talking to Derek about is getting back down low a little bit, you know, using his, you know, he's almost 7 foot now, using his 6'11", 250 frame to get some offensive rebounds, to get some easy buckets, because teams have really started to scout him and load up on him. Some of the ISOs that we ran earlier in the year, you know, teams are just knowing what we're doing with him now. And he's doing a good job of adjusting to what coaches are now really throwing a lot of respect at Derek. So I thought he played phenomenal because he played physical. He was down low. He got a lot of offensive rebounds for easy baskets, and he played just great.
Seldon Miguel in the first half was outstanding. When you watch it, I mean, he's a transfer student, and when he gets hot, coach, as you know, you're the coach of the team, he can really fill it up. When he's kind of in that zone, you're sitting there on the bench watching things unfold. What's going through your mind watching this guy? Like, hey, it's a 40-footer. No. Oh, nice shot. One of those.
No,
things.
I mean, there's not a bad shot for Selt. I mean, he's one of those guys. He's shooting 44% from three, and I'd much rather him shoot a three than anybody else just because of his percentage, and his catch-and-shoot percentage is almost above 52%. So, you know, I think the good thing about these guys is they know when someone gets hot. You know, Selt was hot in the first half, then Rodney started getting going in the second half, and these guys start looking for each other, which is nice.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Turn it up Tuesday. All right, foul shooting last couple of games, not ideal. How much work's being put in there?
Yeah, I think that's something that's, it's, you know, the tough thing about it is, you know, our highest percentage guys have struggled a little bit. You know, Derek missed four big ones against Ohio State, and, you know, sometimes freshmen do that. So I think the big thing is just getting everybody relaxed at the free throw line. Keep getting the right guys there. I mean, as long as we're getting there, that was one of our weaknesses is, you know, we don't get to the free throw line nearly as much as our conference foes. So it's been a big push for us to get to the free throw line. We just got to now convert.
Hey, Kevin, I hear you talk a lot about, you know, the freshmen, and you refer to the freshmen a lot. Like, my son's a freshman hockey player, and I told him at Penn State, I told him, like, at Christmas, I said, listen, Charlie, I said, you know what? Start a new year. You're not a freshman anymore. Now, you know, you got to be much more comfortable. When do you hit that with the freshmen in basketball? About the same time?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, each kid's different, you know, and again, it's how much are they playing? There's so many different scenarios that go into it. But I think at this point in the season, you know, freshmen are starting to look a lot like sophomores. I still think it's really hard for freshmen because of the COVID year. I think the old rule of, hey, you know, you've played 20 games and, you know, they're playing against guys that have been in college for 6 years. So I still think freshmen are going to look like freshmen at times just because of, you know, we have guys that are in college forever. And so it's just not as simple as going up against other freshmen.
Coach, speaking of freshmen, we talk about Queen, obviously, but Malachi Palmer, highly regarded. You guys love him. Got his minutes because of the illness that hit the team, and, you know, the tooth got knocked up from Geronimo. But what's the upside for him with his career moving forward in College Park?
Oh, yeah, we love Malachi. You know, he's one of the hardest workers. I think he has tremendous upside. I think he's one of the most talented kids we have on the team. And again, he's been kind of because of some of the older guys playing so well. But, you know, he's gonna get some minutes coming down the stretch because we need a little – our bench hasn't been as productive as I'd like it to be. So Malachi gives us some athleticism coming off the bench, a guy that can make a shot. And he's been practicing really good. So we like where Malachi's at.
All right, Nebraska on Thursday night. You guys got them by 3.5 ago down there at the Xfinity Center. They won 4 in a row. The Mayor don't mess around. Hoiberg, they're trying to get back to the big dance. Bryce Williams is a stud. Where are they going to create problems for you guys Thursday night, and how do you try to overcome them?
Well, two big things that we have to overcome is the fact that it really is a – I tell everybody, it's one of the sneakiest, hardest places to play in college basketball because it's a fan base that no matter what's going on, you know, they're going to get 16,000. They get there 2 hours early. They're into the game. It's a really tough place to play. And Fred does a great job defensively. They really play a weird defensive kind of scheme where they force everything baseline traps, post traps are really aggressive. So we have to score the basketball. We have to kind of get some easy buckets because Fred makes everything difficult.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.